T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In my opinion, he'll come back and he'll play out that franchise number, just over $7 million, and then he'll probably walk. But a guy who knows better than both of us is Adam Schefter from the NFL Network, who broke the story. What's going on, Adam?
Hello, Michael. How you doing?
Great.
So good. I'm glad to hear it.
I am. I'm doing great. So tell me how this happened. You know, we're all sitting here. We're waiting for baseball season to begin. We're waiting for Daisuke to arrive. And then out of nowhere, we hear Asante Samuel say he's not happy and that he wants to be traded. Just give us the breakdown of that story.
Well, I've been speaking to him and his agent, and I never want somebody to be impulsive and just come out and say something. I want them to think about it, because there are strong ramifications to everything a person says. And I think he had some pretty strong feelings that his agent was able to calm him down on a little bit. But, you know, he's upset right now. I mean, he feels, and I don't know that he's right or wrong, that's for you all to decide, but he feels like the Patriots have not made him what he calls an elite offer. I think the Patriots have made a fair offer, but it's not an elite offer. And he looks around and he sees some of the money going around to these other cornerbacks, like a Nate Clements, 8 years, $80 million, which is a sort of a bogus number. It's more like a 7 year, $63 million deal, but the point is it's 7 years, $63 million. He sees some of the guaranteed money go to Adalius Thomas, who has been a great player in this league, but basically hasn't helped New England to any of its past successes, like Asante Samuel has. And he feels like he's entitled to his share of the pie, whatever that is. And he feels like he's worth one price. New England is offering another.
Well, what are those numbers, Adam? Just to interrupt you, what is Asante asking for, and what is New England offering?
I don't know exactly what he's asking for. I didn't ask him that. And I'd rather not go into what New England's offering. That's their business. You know, it's decent numbers. It's in the general vicinity of about $6 million a year, okay? And that number is below the franchise cornerback number. And again, it sounds ridiculous, because $6 million a year, I mean, I would scrub every street in Boston for $6 million a year. You know, I mean, so it sounds absurd, but the point of it is, it's really, that's not the issue. The issue is what other people at his position are being paid when he's performed the way he has. And the market has been set, and so he wants to get the money that he feels is his. The guy has 12 picks last year, 10 in the regular season, 2 in the postseason, both of which he returned for touchdowns. He's returned another interception for a touchdown in the postseason. He's played well. He's 26 years old. He plays one of the most important positions of the game, at a position where teams pay premiums. But you know what the bottom line is? If somebody feels he's worth it, they can go to put together an offer sheet and try to work out a sign and trade. The problem is, New England is holding firm to its demands of 2 number one picks. And let's be honest, nobody in the league is trading 2 number one picks for Asante Samuel right now.
Would the Washington Redskins offer up the 6th overall pick for him?
No. The Washington Redskins are not interested.
Adam, you say the vicinity of $6 million a year, but you know the bottom line, and some of these guys measure their contracts by, is the guarantees. What kind of guaranteed money are we talking about, you think?
Big guaranteed money, but not the type of guaranteed money that has been going around to other cornerbacks and guys like Adalius Thomas. I mean, you know, you hear the number and you say, yeah, that's a lot of money. There's no question. And I can make an argument that he should take it. But it is less than the market value for some of these other premium players right now, at least in his eyes. And so he feels like he's being disrespected. And, you know, players, they take these things personally. You know, it's just business. The Patriots are doing their business, and Asante is doing his business. And the two sides have to do their business and let it go where it will. And how this is going to play out is difficult to predict just yet, because, look, about a month ago, Asante was happy. He thought that the contract was going to get done. The two sides have been making progress. They were on a certain course, but then in the past month, all of a sudden, other cornerbacks sign, Adelius Thomas gets huge money, other players get big money, and the dynamics of the equation change radically. Now, a month from now, they could be different again. I don't know the circumstances that would change them radically, but the fact is, a month ago, everybody was optimistic. Now, Asante Samuel is not only not optimistic, but he's unhappy, and he is preparing in his own mind to sit out. How long? Training camp? Few games? To the 10th game of the season? He could, even if he gave an answer right now, it doesn't mean anything, because it could change. I mean, there's that much time. All I can tell you is that thought is definitely going through his mind.
Well, I was going to ask you that to close with, because I know you've got to get out of here. Do you think he's reticent enough that he would actually sit out?
Nothing to do with reticent. I think he's absolutely pondering the possibility of sitting out. Again, does that mean sitting out training camp? Does that mean sitting out two games? Does that mean sitting out 10 games? You know what? I don't think he knows right now. He's talking, like, I'll just sit out. I'm not going to play this year. And you know, you could say that now, but again, training camp hasn't kicked off. The idea of not collecting some paychecks hasn't taken effect. It doesn't mean anything what you say. It's all about your actions. But I can tell you that these are ideas that he is absolutely, unequivocally pondering in his own mind right now, how long he feels it would be justified to sit out.
Go to the NFL Network or NFL.com. Adam Schefter breaks stuff, heck, every single day. We appreciate you taking a couple of minutes. I know you're busy. Thanks, Adam.
Michael and Dale, my pleasure. Anytime. Have a great weekend.
All right, Adam. See you later.
Adam Schefter from NFL.com joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.